Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Some of us have received those letters from people saying that they want to buy our house and pay us cash. And we've all heard the ads on the radio, you know, these quick buy places that will pay you in 7 days, buy your house, give you cash, right? What's the benefit of accomplishing a sale that quickly when you give up $50,000 in equity? An equity I'm talking about. Not like potential equity. I mean in real equity. Okay, so I've met with many, many sellers in my career. 28 years, I've sold over 2,500 houses, and I've got a litany of stories to tell you about sellers who called me and said, hey, I want to talk to you about selling my home. And I'll sit down, we'll discuss the price, and they'll say, hey, before you go any further, I want to just let you know, I got this letter from this person, and it's, you know, Joe's Builders, or it's somebody's name. And it's an offer, a solicitation to purchase the property directly from the owner, giving them a fair price for the property. Now, I'll tell you one story, and this happened maybe 3 years ago. I had this conversation, met with the seller, and the seller didn't tell me about the letter in advance. They just waited for me to give them the property valuation of their home. And I said, truly, I think your home is worth between $720,000 and $750,000 in the open market right now. And the seller got a big smile on his face, and he said, well, that's a relief. And I said, what for? And he said, well, I got this letter from this agent/builder, real estate agent working for a builder, saying that he has a builder who wants to buy my house for X dollars and will give me cash for it, and I don't have to do anything, and I don't have to pay commissions and so on. It's very attractive to me. And I said, well, what was the price? He said, $600,000. And I said, okay. So he's offering you $600,000 for your house, and you would pay no commissions. And he said, that's right. And I said, okay, so let's figure out the math here, and let's see if it makes sense. Because frankly, if it ever does make sense to sell it to a builder, I would highly encourage it. And I mean that sincerely. If there's an opportunity for someone to save money or make more money, for me not to be included in a transaction, then I actually encourage people to pursue whatever they've got. Because when I take fiduciary responsibility in a relationship, I presume it in any conversation I have, what's in their best interest. And that's the right way to do business. That's the right way to live, right? We want to always think of what's in their best interest first and then predicate all of our conversation based on what we think is in their best interest. Yes, I sell real estate, and yes, I love to sell your house or your houses, or help you buy houses. But the best way to get business is from people who really need it, not from people who already have situations that are good for them. So you took $600,000, and that's a net number, and we took the conservative number that I had given him, which was the $720,000, and we assumed a commission, which we assume somewhere between 5.5% and 6% as a commission in this particular sale. Now, there's no standard commission. Commissions are negotiable, but this is what he and I had come to terms with. So if we take the higher number of that, which would be 6%, we'd say he's got about $43,200 in commission. Now, that would be half would go to one broker for bringing the buyer in, and half would go to the listing company for representing the seller and marketing the property, etc. If we take that from the 720, we're at $676,800, which is $76,000 more than what the offer was. And that's taking the conservative number that I gave the seller, 720. Well, we sold that house for $750,000. So he actually ended up $126,800 better, even after paying the commissions. So what's the right way to handle your house when you think you don't want to fix it up and you would rather just sell it as is and not have to do anything about it? Well, the right way to handle it is actually to call me, because the same approach that I've just taken with you on the air, relaying this story from this seller to you about how you'd receive this letter, this is the same conversation you and I will have. But the way that I take a house to builders is different. So we want to look at where the fair market value of your house is in the open market first, okay, which is the, in my example, is the 720 number. And then we want to say, okay, if we can get 720 base on it, then let's still take that to all the builders. And let's see if there are any builders out there who would be willing to pay us the $720,000, and we'll give a discount on the commission. You do nothing to prepare your house to get it ready, and let's see what we can do. Now, I have built a network over the last 2 years of builders, and I've collected these builders by just going online and searching builders in different areas, as well as having driven through neighborhoods and seeing a sign go up and saying McLean for like Rembrandt Builders or Sandy Spring Builders in Bethesda, or, you know, all these, there's just all these little pocket builders, focus builders and so on that do business in the area in DC and so on. And so we're consistently adding more and more builders to our network, and then we're taking our houses and we're promoting them to the builders as a part of our quiet listing at the fair market value, not at the discounted value. So you as a seller can potentially sell the property. And I'll give you an example. We sold a home last year in Arlington, Virginia. This was on North Utah Street. And this was a very small 5,200 or 300 square foot lot, not a big piece of land here, folks. And the house was a small Rambler, Cape Cod style. What I mean by that is it had two bedrooms on the first floor, and it had a bedroom that was kind of small, kind of short up on the second level, and then it had a full basement. But the place was packed with stuff. I mean, packed with stuff, folks. It was, there was stuff everywhere, and to get it cleared out, it would have taken a couple dumpsters of just taking stuff out and throwing it in the dumpster to get the house cleared. So the seller really liked the quiet listing approach. And I recognized the value of the location. The house next door had been torn down and a $1.5 million home had gone up, or $1.3 million home, depending upon when it was constructed. And I recognized the potential that we could take the house and its fair market value to the open market. Now, that house was also small. It was, I think, altogether about 1,600 square feet and on a small lot. And I figured that the fair market value for the house was probably $650,000. So we took it at $650,000, which was at the high end, and we actually sold the property for $655,000, for $5,000 more than sale price. And the builder gave the seller 3 months of free rent back. And why would a builder do that? The reason is the builder doesn't really care whether you live in the house, as long as you're paying the utilities. He doesn't care. He didn't charge him anything. It was free for 3 months because he has to go to Arlington County and get permission to take that house down and build another house, and that takes time. He's got to come up with the plans for the property. He's got to get through a variety of different steps. And the last thing was, he said, you can leave anything you don't want, and you can take anything you want out of the house. You could take the doorknobs off the house. You could take the air conditioner. You could take the light fixtures. I'm serious. The seller just kind of scratched his head and said, sure, okay. You know, in fact, did take a few of the things in the inside of the house that he just saw value in that the builder wasn't going to use. Essentially, the builder was going to come in and just bring a bulldozer in and take the house away. Similar thing happened for a home in McLean over on Melbourne that we sold about a year and a half ago. We sold to a builder. You know, frankly, the builder didn't want the air conditioner. The family who owned the house wanted the air conditioner for their next place. Okay, so there's a good way to approach selling your home as is. When you get those letters, I'm encouraging you, just be careful not to jump at a number just because they offer you speed. I can get investors in who will pay you well more than whatever a builder is offering you on the side through a letter. They're not going to give you the fair market value, folks. They're going to give you a deal value because they want to make as much as they can on the resale of the house. So let me price it correctly, bring it to the builder network, and I'll get you top dollar, folks. Okay, multiple contracts. What does that all mean? I'll tell you straight ahead.